Hey guys, what's up? So I didn't do an episode last week because it was Thanksgiving and I wasn't here. I was in Pennsylvania. I could have done something, but then I would have felt bad making Evan edit it and post it. So I decided to just take a week off. I hope that's cool. So while I was there, so all my stuff that doesn't fit here is sitting in my sister's basement, and that includes like boxes and boxes of my records. But I did go through some stuff, and I cherry-picked some of my favorites and brought three boxes home with me. So because I don't have anything else to talk about or whatever, I'm just gonna play some songs off these records that I'm super excited about. Obviously not every record, that would be insane. Just a few that I'm excited about that I immediately started playing on the turntable. Yeah. So that's pretty much the most exciting thing in my life. Yeah, got some records. Record store day, Black Friday was cool. Yeah, it was fun. It was nice to be back. Siren. It's like, it's whatever. It was cool to see everyone that I saw, whoever came out. All right, so I'm not really gonna talk about these too much. Just tell you what they are and stuff. But yes, the very first record that I put on. So this is mostly stuff that like I don't have like a digital copy of, and so I like just have the vinyl, and not having it with me means I'm not listening to it. So first record I played was Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, Best of. I feel like I may have talked about these guys before on here, but anyway, they're like kind of glammy, weird stuff, and I'm gonna play a song called Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me.
You've done it all. Nothing left, all gone and run away.
Yourself, you have to hide. no more. You've taken everything from my belief in Mother Earth.
There you go. That's Steve Harley. If you really want to see something funny, look up the video for him doing Here Comes the Sun. I saw that a long time ago, and I immediately hated him. And I was like, this guy is the fucking worst. I hate him so much. And then I grew to love him, obviously. But it's very cheesy. I still am not crazy about the video. It's kind of funny, though. Anyway, so this is another one I may have talked about before. But oh well. It's one of my favorite power pop records ever. The band is The Jags, and it's called Evening Standards. And the song I'm going to play for you is called Back of My Hand.
If you're feeling blue, you tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you wanna know just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you, girl. Oh, when I call you, I can stack for blast. You whip them out before you dry your ass. I'm not a foot machine, a 1960s dream. I'm in the bed, you listening, but you didn't see, girl. You're not unreadable, you're not unreadable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. I knew that I got your number written on the back of my hand. I got your number written on the back of my hand. I got your number written on the back of my hand. I got your number. I had a dream I met another girl, but in the morning she was just kicking sad. I hope I'm getting through the interference too. My money's running out, I don't know what to say now. The operator saying cut the line. Wanna go to buy the very last time. You're only young and hard, but there's a time to start. Just realizing when I get down here. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your luck too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish you knew. You know the say where's your number again?
whistling with you, girl. You're unreadable, you're unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. You're untouchable, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish you knew that. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number.
Oh my god. Love that fucking song. It's so good. So that's The Jags. So this next one, again, I'm pretty sure I've played these guys on here before, but I don't fucking care, guys. The band, it's another amazing power pop record. The band is The Producers, self-titled. And I'm just going on a kick of playing the first song on the first side, but that's usually the best song, and I'm going to continue that with the song called What's He Got? Haven't listened to that in so long. This is so good. Okay. That's in that pile. Okay. Oh, boy. This one's been a really long time since I've listened to it. I think I got that lined up. Okay, my next one I'm going to do is a band called Silverhead. They're also kind of, I guess, like glammy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to look up. Yeah. Michael DeBar is the singer. And, yeah, Nigel Harrison plays bass. He was in Blondie also. And Checkered Past with Clem. There's a lot of really good songs on this. Like, I honestly do love this record. I bought it. It was an expensive whim, but it was a whim. Kinda. And I just ended up really loving it. I'm gonna play a short one. Some of these songs are kinda long. Totally 100% recommend this. But I'm gonna play a song called Ace Supreme. And it's, again, it's Silverhead. It's self-titled. So, I actually don't know what the lyrics to that song are, but I just always remember Blair insisting he was singing Ace Supreme is the bread of his dream. And I don't know what he's actually saying, but I do know that that is wrong. Yeah, totally insistent on that. I'm like, come on, man. He's not... That doesn't even make sense. The bread of his dream. Yes, of course. Why wouldn't he be singing that? Anyway, I'm going to totally change things up here and play you some John Cooper Clarke. This is a good one. The album is Disguise and Love. Good luck finding this if you're in the U.S. He is like, no one knows who he is here, which is sad because he's fun. He's funny, he's a poet, and he's silly, and he puts out these records. And I'm going to play something because I relate to this on many levels. It's a song called, or a song in quotes, it's a poem, I guess, called I Don't Want to Be Nice.
I'm very happy to say, far from perfect strangers, I like to keep it that way. I'm not your psychoanalyst, I'd rather talk to mice. You're so easy to resist, I don't wanna be nice. I don't wanna be nice, I think it's clever to swear.
Go. That is John Cooper Clarke. And whoops, I don't know if that song, whatever, would have convinced you, but you should look this guy up. He's very funny and is going to be performing it in New York at Joe's Pub in March next year. Yes, what year is it? Oh my goodness. the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So I have seen him before, so I don't really feel like I have to go because going to New York sucks. But maybe. I actually saw him in England, which was like super fun and unexpected because it was sold out, and then I got in and it was great. And I'm going to switch things up again here and play something that's a little off brand for me, but I don't care. Well, what side is this on? There it is. Alright, hopefully that's right. I think this will probably be the last song I do. Looking like I'm getting pretty close here. So, this is a band called Smokey that, first heard of them on this glam DVD that I got many years ago. And, was very confused as to how they ended up on it because I don't think they're glam at all. But that's okay because they do this song called If You Think You Know How to Love Me. And I really do love this song, so I'm going to play that for you.
Drive on a downtown street. Motorbike ride in the midday heat. The dust that hung from the desert skies. Run though we'd run, it still burned our eyes. Oh yes, we may walk on the wild, wild side of life. Traced by a stranger close by your side. In the shadows of a promise, you can take my hand and show me a way to understand.
So if you think you know how to love me, and you think you know what I need, and if you really, really want me to stay, you got to lead the way. Yes, if you think you know how to love me, and you think you can stand by me, and if you really, really want me to stay, you got to lead the way.
Night in a nameless town. Then we moved out of sight with a silent sound. A beach that wept with deserted waves. That's where we slept, knowing we'd be safe. Now you may think you can walk on the wild, wild side with me, but there's a lot I can learn and a lot that I've yet to see. You know you've got my life lying in your hands. It's up to you to make me understand.
So if you think you know how to love me, and you think you know what I need, and if you really, really want me to stay, to lead the way. Yes, if you think you know how to love me, and you think you can stand by me, and if you really, really want me to stay, you've got to lead the way. Yes, if you think you know how to love me, and you think you know what I need.
So that's Smokey. Man, I don't know. I know it's like seems kind of like a weird thing for me, but I don't know. I love that song. All right. I guess that's all I have time for. Those are the ones I was like pretty excited to listen to again. Yeah. So yeah, I don't really know what else to say. Sorry, this was kind of a weird one, but I really truly had nothing else to talk about. I have some stuff that Blair sent me. I have to do some research, and did not feel like doing it tonight or any of the nights leading up to tonight. So I'll get on that for next one, and then those will be, you know, records that are actually for sale at Siren. But hopefully you liked something. A little bit of glam, a little bit of power pop, a little bit of weird John Cooper Clarke, and then some Smokey. Cool. Well, maybe we're like pleasantly surprised by one of those or something, and it wasn't a complete disappointment. That'd be great. Alright, so I will be back next week. Thank you for listening. Bye.